Hello, everybody. Excited for this call. This is Cheryl Miller, mayor of Cheryl Millerville, and Carmel Astore. She's the owner of Spirit Whispers Consultation in Grand Junction, Colorado. I want to welcome everyone to Resistance versus Flow. And the train is blowing its whistle because it's real excited to have us all here together again for this special call. Carmel is a friend of mine and has been for many years. She lives, obviously, in Grand Junction, Colorado now instead of Lawrence. We lost her. She moved there because, I guess the mountains were too captivating for her. Right, Carmel?
That's exactly right.
The mountains called to her. So when I had a recent conversation with her about this class, and I was saying how much work it was for so many of us to let go of the excess that we have. There's so much excess on the planet nowadays because we have so much more money. We have opportunities to get stuff and shop no matter where we are. And we have the hunter-gatherer mentality. I've got it too. I see something that I think is kind of cool and I bring it home. So it's difficult then to let go of some of those things because of various attachments and resistance to letting go. So as we talked about it, it just occurred to us that Carmel could come to the phone and really do some great work with us to help us better understand the energy behind resistance and flow. And to also, because she's an intuitive healer, she could also help to heal some of that resistance that we have to letting go of stuff. And I thought that would be a great gift to everybody because it's enough work to declutter anyway, but if you can have a little help from your friends to remove some of that resistance in a healing kind of an energetic way, that's even more special. So first of all, I'd like to share with you a bit about Carmel's bio. Of course, the things that I'm going to be telling you now, it just scratched the surface of who she is, but this will help you see what kind of training and experience she has. And Carmel offers a blend of alternative health and holistic lifestyle practices, and she offers them in a safe and sacred environment for body, mind, and spirit. She has 14 years experience and a broad education and many accreditations to support her intuitive healing abilities. And Carmel is a certified national health professional, a medical intuitive, an energy balancing specialist, an iridologist, an animal balancing consultant, a metaphysical consultant, and an EMF teacher. So she's quite an amazing person, and we're lucky to have her on the call today. The healing work and metaphysical studies that she has developed are a dynamic catalyst for powerful and positive changes for her clients and students and for us, since we've got her on the phone tonight. And I must say that I've experienced these kinds of things firsthand many times because I've been her friend for such a long time. And Carmel's passion is helping her clients and students to heal their mind, body, and soul while making connections with their hearts, intuition, and higher guidance. Having known Carmel for 14 years, I've personally experienced her many diverse healing gifts, including helping me find a notebook that I had lost. And mind you, she lives in Colorado, and I live in Kansas, and she helped me find the notebook, which is still mind-boggling to me. But it only took about, 6-7 minutes, something like that, and I went straight to it. So she continues to amaze me with her many talents. She's also worked with not only just with me, but with my pets, my parents, and she's also a great friend. So I'm just totally pleased and delighted to introduce you to Carmel Astore.
Hi, everyone. It's such a pleasure to be here tonight on this call, and I want to give great thanks to Cheryl Miller for giving me the opportunity to tune in and come in and connect with you and to work on a subject that a lot of people have issues with. And I can't say enough about Cheryl. As you know, taking her training, she's phenomenal. She's one of the best online people I know, and if I have questions, she's the one that I call. So again, thank you to Cheryl for setting this up and for all your expertise that's helped me immensely over the years. And I'm hoping to get back to Kansas to see her in the near future. So I'm delighted to be here. I want to just go back a little bit. Cheryl talked about setting up the call, and I just thought I would explain what that means. What I have done is I work with Creator and under Creator, the archangels and goddesses, ascended ones that are here to help us. And I did a lot of work before we even got on the call to have all of your higher selves be present, and for that higher self to direct the information that you're going to receive on the call to you in the best and most divine order. So I just wanted to go back and share that with you. Also, we've set it up so that if you're on the call or not on the call, you can listen to the recording and healing energy will be present. So you can listen to it over and over again too, which I would highly recommend you do, just as a healing format to just shift more energy that doesn't serve you. So I thought I would explain that. And
And if that hasn't scared you away, then we're glad to have you still on the call. So the call today looks like this. We're going to start with me interviewing Carmel, asking her a variety of questions, and then we're going to have a demo session with one volunteer where she kind of demos how she works with clients to move energy and tap into whatever it is that they need. And we're going to then do a group healing and meditation. I should say she's going to do that because I'm going to receive. And then we will probably have a few minutes at the end for questions, answers, and even comments. So hang on for the ride, because we're going to do this for about an hour, and I'm guessing it may take about an hour and 15 minutes, something like that. If you can't stay the whole time, then you can always listen into the audio because of the way Carmel has set it up to encode the intent. That's kind of a new concept for me.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead, and we'll start with when I was talking with Carmel about what it was we needed to kind of set the stage with so that people could understand was the whole concept of energy and what energy is. And it made me laugh because several years ago when I was trying to describe what feng shui was to my parents, my dad is kind of a black and white thinker. He's a sweetheart. But he said his first question was, well, honey, what is energy? I just thought, okay, that's going to be a great question for me to answer. And so I think that'd be a great question for Carmel to answer now because she knows a lot more about that. So, Carmel, kind of fill us in with what is this thing called energy?
Okay, I certainly will. I wanted to keep it really simple because how do you describe something that's so vast, first of all? So I thought maybe the best way to do it is to kind of talk about what the scientific world is beginning to understand that metaphysical and spiritual teachers really have known for centuries, and that is that our physical universe is not really composed of matter at all. It's a component or a kind of life force or an essence that we call energy. And we do know through science that everything vibrates at a molecular level, as quantum physics dictates. All of life is really energetic, and we are vibrational beings. So every single thing contained in the molecules that you see around you, in the room around you, like even your comfy chair that you're sitting on, or that one your plant flower you have in your room,
Hey, let me just jump in here for a minute. Somebody has taken themselves off mute, and we can really hear a whole lot of static in the background. So if you would press star 6 to mute yourself if you haven't already done that, or if you unmuted. We're still hearing. Okay, there you go. That last one did it. So, okay. Go ahead, Carmel.
So rather than get into the quantum physics of all this, that's the best way to describe it, is it is a vibration of light. It is a vibration that is all existing, all encompassing, and everything has... So I hope that it explains it in a simple form. you can do a lot of research on the internet if you want to know how energy affects you as well. It's pretty predominantly, you know, coming part of our awareness these days. So.
Yeah. Hey, now, I'm still hearing some interference there, and we want to make sure that the line is as clear as possible. It just kind of went away. All right. Oh, I'm hearing it again. Is there any interference in your area, Carmel?
No.
No? Is anybody off mute and needs to go back onto mute, star 6?
Sounds like running water.
Yeah, there's some static in the background. If you would go ahead and star 6. Okay, that's much better. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Okay. That's kind of energy. That's static and that's chaos, and that's the kind of thing we're kind of trying to get rid of, because there's this energy. Really, there's this energetic, I don't know how to describe it, but, you know, that stuff that we were just hearing just now was like, put an edge on everything. So say a little bit about that, Carmel, since we had the opportunity to feel that. Say a little bit about how that energy kind of puts people on edge and what that kind of means.
Okay. Static energy can be composed of a lot of stress or fear. And when I look at people and I can tell that they're very stressed, I see this real staticky kind of spark energy around them. And that usually means that there's a stressful component going on somewhere with their energy. And, yeah, static on the line, and you know, can be compared to static in our bodies. It's very similar, actually. It's energy, and it has a sound to it. And we do store things like that in the body. They do affect, you know, all of us. So I think that was a very good example.
It was, wasn't it? So maybe Spirit gave that to us.
It was perfect, actually.
Yeah, it was perfect. So we know that we're energetic beings, or at least we've heard that we are. We may not totally believe it yet, but so we're made from energy. How do we know that we're energetic? Can you explain a little bit more about how that energy kind of thing works?
Yeah, I would love to use this analogy because I think it'll be really clear for everybody how this works. You basically are like a radio. You're a receiving mechanism. And when you set your tuner to a station, you're going to hear what's playing, right? You're going to hear sounds and people talking and all kinds of things. Whenever you're focused upon the way that you set your tuner to that station, say that you focus on something for 17 seconds. Doesn't matter what it is. But you activate that vibration within your body and within your aura. So once you activate a vibration within, the law of attraction begins to respond to that vibration. And you're sort of off and running, whether it's something that you desire or something that you don't desire. And the law of attraction is basically a spiritual law. What that means is that what you vibrate at, you attract. And the spiritual law says that which is drawn, that which is likened, is drawn to itself. So if you get up in the morning and you just feel really good and you're excited about your day, you do a little connecting with the universe, your day's going to get better. And each time something better happens, you're going to create this synchronistic flow. So this is where we start to see how flow plays a role in all of this, is that flow gets going and attracting more of it in, and your station gets really finely set, and you're going to attract in more of that joy and that happy feeling. If you wake up on the other side of the bed and you feel cranky and you decide you don't want to go to work and you're having a really crappy day, the law of attraction responds by bringing you more of that same vibration, because it's a law. It's an actual energetic and spiritual law. So always energy responds to your vibration. And everything really in our life is a vibration created by our choices. There's no right or wrong, good or bad. None of that really is a spiritual truth because it's a separation. It is a duality, and we're moving away from that. What really is important is what are your choices and what do you choose to experience? And we've all had those choices that we've made that we go, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I made that choice. I'll never do that again. Or we've had that experience, well, I really like that. That feels really good to me. So energy it's a vibration created by who you are. And each one of you have your own unique vibration. Nobody else has a vibration like you ever, just like your fingerprint or a snowflake. You are unique. And you are the creator of all of your choices.
So we all have our own radio receiving channel.
Yes. If you think about it that way, you can really understand that what I choose to set my tuner at is what I'm going to get back. And that's real simple.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the ways you know you're energetic. I would say there's a lot of other ways, but basically that's a very simple analogy of what it really means to feel energetic, to know that you're the co-creator of your energy and your space.
Yeah, because we attract to us what we set in motion, what we're broadcasting on our station.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it'd be good for us to, when we wake up every morning, decide what we're going to broadcast that day, because that's actually what we're going to be attracting as well.
You know, I love the work of Esther and Jerry Hicks, because they talk about doing a workshop. And in their workshop, every morning they spend 5 or 10 minutes thinking about what they would like to have in their life that day. And they share this with a lot of people, and it really works. I do it all the time, to set the energy, to script my day, to say, this is what I'm choosing today. And then I see it in my mind's eye. I feel the emotion of that in my body. For example, if I just want to have a really peaceful day, maybe it's a really busy day, and I just want to set the energy for peace. So what I do is I feel the feeling of that peace. Oh, that feels so wonderful. I'm just going to ask that this stay with me all day long. And actually, when you're trying to create and manifest, feeling the feeling of what you want brings it in probably 1,000-fold more. So it's very important to set the energy of your day or your space. I want my energy to be clear today. I want to feel good today. And those things are real simple to do, and it just is creating another little habit around something positive.
Yeah. Well, that's great to think that we have that much control over the energy in our days. So if we think about then, but a lot of times we don't feel that way. We feel energy blocks and resistance and stress and all kinds of things come up for us. How do we create those kind of blocks and resistance? And, of course, in this class we talk about, you know, releasing clutter and getting started and activated, getting tasks done and getting things done that we say that we're going to do. And So we sometimes wake up, or just in the middle of the day, we'll feel that there's an energy block or a resistance. We don't want to do something, and our energy has shifted. Can you tell us a little bit about how that happens and what actually is going on in our bodies?
Sure. I think what I might do is just kind of give you a brief understanding of you as an energetic being, first of all, and then we'll kind of go into some of those things. You really are a lot more than the physical body that you sense. Your mind, your emotions, and your soul all have their own bodies, and these are energy bodies. They're called the seven subtle bodies. You also have an auric system, meaning your aura, the field of energy around you, what's called your space, basically. You have chakra systems, body systems, meaning organs and glands and meridians. Intuitive systems, so everybody has an inner guidance system that helps them to make choices. You also have information systems and so forth. So the higher aspects of self, I have called in for each one of you, everybody has a higher aspect of self, called a higher self. And I also called in your most reverent I Am Presence, which is the most closest to God part of you. And we come from that source. We are part of that energy. And I think it's a good time to say that healing comes from each person and creator. Healers do not heal anybody. It comes from you and your highest power and how you choose to navigate with that. So in this mix of how complex you are on an internal level, we also add your external connection to Creator, to Mother Earth, which is a living, breathing female deity, to the center of the universe, which is the stars, the sun, and the moon. So you're starting to see this enormous picture of how complex and how amazing you actually all are. So we're more than our bodies. We're more than just a human. We are a spiritual being having a human experience. So in talking about what happens when you get energetic blockages or things keep you stuck, from my experience, when I look at people, I happen to have developed some gifts that allow me to see inside of a body. You could call it medical, intuitive. But what it does is it shows me where the energy is really blocked and where we store these blockages of energy and how they're affecting our goals, you know. So you can store layers and layers and layers of things. And it is amazing. I've been doing this work for 14 years. I'm amazed when I do healing work on myself how much stuff still comes out because that's part of our energetic nature. So you can have emotional blockages, unresolved stagnation, stuck energy, other people's energy, you know, negative thoughts and thought forms. And all of that affects the body systems, meaning the organs and glands, and all of its components, which lowers your vibration. So if you continue to add on more resistance energetically, then eventually your flow decreases and the body's defenses are lowered, and then that's where symptoms start to show up. And I want to talk about symptoms because I actually am grateful for them. And here's why. Symptoms are an opportunity. They're a mirror that's reflecting what's really going on in the body. So it's like if, say, you have a pain in your lower back and it's getting worse and worse and worse, that pain and that emotion or that thought or that blockage is saying, hey, look at me. Look over here because there's something going on here I think you should be aware of. And I think so often we just sort of have denial about our body. And I think it's really important to take a symptom and say, oh, what do you have to say? What is it that's going on in there? And if we didn't have symptoms, we certainly would make different. We would make choices that were different. We would not take action. So whenever I have a little symptom or something that comes up for me, I pretty much deal with it right away. I either set a positive intention for that to change, or if it doesn't kind of go away quickly, then I know I have to take a look at it and I'll do some energy balancing on it. But the human body is very, very complex, And the energy part of it is as well. And I think the more that you tune into your body and really talk to your body, really get a sense of, oh, that's what that probably is about. And there's a lot of, you know, reference material out there to help people do that. Louise Hay has a great book. It's called Heal Your Body or Heal Your Life, I think. And that's a good book just to kind of look up the symptom and what is the mental cause of that symptom. So you correlate a little bit with mind, body, spirit that way.
Yeah, oh, that's great. I love the Louise Hay books.
I do, too.
I think it's called You Can Heal Your Life, and the other one is You Can Heal Your Body.
Yes, and they're both really, really great.
Yeah, very simple.
The one I have is Heal Your Body A to Z by Louise Hay, and it's H-E-Y. And it really is a good source to look up and go, oh. And then you start correlating, well, that happened with this thought or this emotion, and then you start to really take ownership of your body, and that's really important. But we're not educated about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
So that I think explains a little bit more about how we store things in our body and how that lowers our body's vibration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does. So then, what I'm thinking about is the next question we want to look at is, we see how energy gets blocked. How can we let go of resistance and move into the flow that you're talking about, where we move into joy and peace and release,
mm-hmm.
all those things that we desire. How do we do that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love Esther Hicks's little analogy of, imagine that you're in a rowboat and you're in a Colorado River. And they're not very deep, but they're kind of narrow, and they just go forever and ever. If you're not wanting to go against the current, you go downstream. And I never thought about that before. If you're trying to go upstream and you're rowing the boat, you're not going to get very far. So resistance basically is anything that limits you from being in your fullest potential. That would be the best way to describe resistance. And flow is, to me, what flow means is that the body is flowing, that the life force and the chi and the blood and everything is really flowing because there's not a lot of stuck energy in the body. So flow is also, on an external level, connecting with the universe, making the universe, creator, whatever your highest power is, it does not matter. It's your choice. But connecting to any higher power that resonates with you, you start to co-create your life and move into more flow and less resistance. So you first need to, I would say, recognize that you're stuck, and if possible, identify the issue that your body or your life is showing you. Secondly, I would say you probably need to be willing to change. You know, I am willing to change. Set that intent in motion, even if you don't know what to change. I am willing to change. Show me what to do. Show me how to change this situation. I love to work with intentions. They're very powerful. Positive intentions actually help you create and manifest very generously. And you can always set intentions that, for example, if you're having a hard time cleaning out a closet, you just can't get to it, you might set the intent that in divine order, that closet will be cleared and organized, and it will feel wonderful to get that done. So that you keep all your intentions really on a positive level and on a high vibration. And I would say last, as a tip that might be helpful, everybody has a higher aspect of self we come in that way because we need that higher aspect to help us navigate. So I personally work a lot with my higher self, my guardian angels, my body elemental, my record keeper guide, and my I am presence. And the I am presence is, you know, according to some theories, the highest aspect of creator that we can have access to. So I work with them as a partner, and I ask them for their assistance. And one of the things we need to understand is that we really do have free will choice. We were given that as part of our soul's journey. So we have free will choice, and the universe has to step back and honor that free will choice. So if you like to work with guardian angels, for example, and you haven't given them full permission, they have to sort of step back. They help you as much as they can and what Creator has set up for you. But if you give them full permission, they can help you more. And there's nothing they like better than to be more involved. I've seen them actually start clapping and yelling and doing all kinds of fun things when people say, yes, I give you permission. So the other part of this is that I think we as people don't ask enough. And I think it comes from possibly some old religious beliefs that no longer resonate with humanity. But I think it very clearly states in Scripture, to ask and you shall receive. And that's very important. That's probably key to your success, is asking and then allowing, you know, letting go. I put this out to you, universe. I'm going to let it go now. I'm not going to hold on to it. You know what's best for me, so I'm going to let that flow. So let's look at this a little deeper here. So Cheryl has created this amazing Zen in 2010 program. And I just love the name of that, by the way. It's so wonderful. And helping deal with a particular aspect of clearing clutter, clearing things out in our life that we no longer need. And let's take a look at maybe some of the causes that contribute to this particular subject. So what I'm going to ask you to do, first of all, is just take some nice deep breath and just get relaxed. And when you breathe in, that's the Father God in-breath. When you breathe out, that's the Mother God out-breath. So in and out, just letting go of that stress. And what I really want you to do is tune into your body. Tune into the body and see what little feelings or little thoughts or little pictures or little triggers come up for you. And you might even write them down if you have some note paper handy there. But I'm going to ask some questions that are things that I see that are very compatible with an issue of stagnation or not letting go. And that letting go can also be weight loss. So weight loss, typically the number one thing is not letting go of emotions or thoughts. The body wants to hold on to them to keep the body to feel safe. So go ahead and tune into your body. And I'm just going to ask you all some questions. So number one would be, have you ever had a great loss in your life? And just see what your body gives you a little trigger with. Do you have a family member who has a clutter issue? Very often things are genetic. A vibration can actually run through the family lineage for centuries. Is abandonment or chaos a part of your history or your story? Do you feel controlled by people or circumstances? Do you feel overwhelmed, stressed, anxious, or depressed and just can't take action? Is it hard to let go of emotions or thoughts that trigger you? Just notice what you're feeling in your body. What is your vibration saying to you? Are you physically fatigued or exhausted? And what about past regrets or self-criticism that lead to sort of making you feel like you want to give up, like things are hopeless? Have you ever been subjected to abuse of any form, of any kind? Do you ever take time to forgive yourself and others? Are things neat on the outside and messy on the inside? So take another nice deep breath. And just let that information that the body gave you just sort of be a guide for you in the future of, I see that I have a little symptom here. I see that my body's trying to tell me something. And I would say try to tune into your body as much as you can on a daily basis. I ask my body in the morning, what do you want for breakfast? Do you want eggs? Do you want oatmeal? What do you want? And the body knows what it needs, so I muscle test that response, meaning I just do a little kinesiology with method that I have learned, and my body tells me. So by now, you're probably wondering, what does clearing the clutter from my home have to do with healing or energy? And quite often I have found that when we clean up our surroundings, we clear the mental and the emotional bodies as well. There's something refreshing that happens when you clean out, when you give away. Donating is a great thing to do. You're actually changing the energy in your home. You're actually feng shuiing your home. As Cheryl talked to you about that before. You're changing the energy, and it feels good, doesn't it? It feels really good. You're like, wow, that felt really good to get that done. And it's an accomplishment, too. Clutter, if you have a lot of clutter, let's say your attics and your garages are full of clutter, what it does is there's so much clutter that it creates a low vibrating, stagnant, kind of confusing energy that really drains you. It drains your physical energy. So there is a direct correlation to the clutter polluting your human energy field and crowding your physical surroundings. So whether you're cleaning out a closet, of getting rid of useless things you don't use anymore, or you're freeing yourself of emotional or mental baggage, I say good riddance. The more that you can let go, the better. I think that by allowing yourself to understand this process, you might be able to look at your issues of clutter a little differently, and you might be able to make some adjustments with them.
great. Hey, thanks for that, Carmel. And Carmel is one of the neatest people I've ever met. She moves energy of furniture and knickknacks and stuff in and out of her space. I've never seen anybody do that as effectively as she does. So she's got really clean energy and very little resistance. So I'm noticing as I'm listening that there's somebody that's not on mute. I'm hearing a little sneezing, a little coughing, a little shuffling of paper. So I would ask that if you're not on mute already to do star six and to get back on mute so we can have a clear line. And
could I just
talk
a little bit? You know, you talked about that I'm very organized and I move stuff in and out. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that because I think it's relevant here. I think, you know, we can flip-flop on things that we've grown up with. My mother is 90 years old, still living in her own home. My mother is, she's not a hoarder, but my mother has serious issues with getting rid of anything. And so in her house, it's a nice home and everything looks like it's in its place, but if you open a drawer or a cupboard or a cabinet or, you know, anything like that, it's complete chaos. And that's how she is. It mirrors her. So that's another example of how that energy vibrations really do affect us, because she has this external thing, and a lot of people in that age bracket really care about that external part, what will people think, and I need to be this way when I'm around people. But in her space, it's very chaotic. So what my sister and I learned how to do, because we had to, is try to find some space in that dynamic that we could be organized, that we could have our own little pile of organization, so to speak. So it's the dynamic that I grew up with that I just made a choice. I didn't want to be like that. And in order for me to survive with some of the mother issues I had to be organized. That was my only way I could survive. So, you know, it affects all of us in a lot of different ways. It's not just that we have clutter. It's, you know, how does that affect your upbringing, your childhood? So thank you, and I didn't mean to interrupt you there when you were.
No, I'm glad you did. That was really interesting. And Carmel and I have similar issues, you know, with our mom, because my mom is the same way. Everything was neat as a pin on the outside, but boy, don't open up the garage or the closets or drawers or under the bed or anything like that, because she had the same issue of things should look good to everybody else, but don't look any deeper than that. So, so I definitely felt like I didn't want to do that. I just got tired of opening up the sink and having garbage fall out. It did that throughout my whole childhood, and I was like Scarlett O'Hara. I refuse to have that happen to me in my life. So I have the neatest garbage on the planet. I really do. I set the intention right then that I was going to have neat garbage, and boy, howdy, do I have neat garbage. That's kind of funny.
It's so funny, and
it is.
That's what I'm talking about, those little pictures and those little memories and those little things that influence us. That's basically energy, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of encapsulated in a story at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take an opportunity for about 10 or 15 minutes to do a quick demonstration with a volunteer. We can do one volunteer. So this volunteer will focus on just one thing that stops them from decluttering, getting organized, letting go, whatever the one thing is. So I'll just pause for a second for you to get off mute if you want to do that, star six to get off mute, and just tell us your name, your first name. If you'd like. Alice. Alice would like to volunteer. Okay. Everybody else needs to do star six so that we can have a quiet line, and Carmel, just take it away. Do what you need to do.
Okay. Well, Alice, it's so nice to meet you, and I'm laughing because my mother's name is Alice. So, so her name is Alice, too. Anyway, Alice, what I would like to say before we start is that, number one, I already set the intent that whoever I worked with was going to be in a sacred space, meaning I'm having Creator and the Archangels and Goddesses put you in a sacred healing circle. And we do this to keep the vibration high and to keep the truth flowing and the wisdom coming in. So that is already done. I'd like to call in your higher self, your guardian angels, your I Am Presence, your body elemental, and what is called your record keeper guide. And that guide is one who is in charge of your information for this lifetime. And the reason I like to call them in is so they can assist, number one, but number two, that they have an understanding of what it is that your intention is and how can we change the dynamics of what's keeping you stuck and move you into the flow, the synchronistic flow with the universe and with your life. So the other thing I want to say is that as I'm looking at your energy, I will not say anything personal because we're on a group call. I consider that to be a sacred thing, so I want you to relax about that. But what I'd like you to do, Alice, is tell me a little bit about what is your issue with clutter or stagnation in your life, and where do you want to be at?
Oh, boy. Well, the clutter is, like, everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just piles and piles and everywhere, everything, every sweat, just stuff.
Okay.
And I don't want to be that way. I want it cleared. I want a different life than what I have right now, which is spending all my spare time going through all this stuff and
okay.
papers. And clothes and just items. And I don't want to live like this anymore. I need change, and I'm in the process of changing, but I get stuck. Like even tonight, I had dishes, and all day I looked at the dishes and said, okay, I got to do those, but I never did get to it. And
okay.
I looked at them, and I actually thought out loud to myself, I hate doing dishes. And I could hear my mother saying the same thing. And at home, often it was that way where dishes just mounted up. So, you know, it's just an example of a block.
Okay.
And,
little with taking action, wanting to take action, but then just having a difficult time with it. Okay. So, what I'm going to do, Alice, is I'm going to look at your energy with your permission, and I'm going to just start working with this energy and releasing it, and then I will share with you, you know, just where I'm working, number one, so you know, and what I'm seeing, okay? And sometimes the energy with most people is so heavy that it's really hard for the physical body to have its own flow or its own life force or its own energy systems really fully operating that we don't have the physical energy for it either. So I'm going to look at that as well. But let me tune into your energy here. Okay, so I'm going to work with this wonderful team that's around you here. And what I see, Alice, first of all, is in your back, behind your back and your shoulders, there's a lot of energy. And when I look at things in the back of someone, it usually is old stuff. That's where we keep the old information, old energy that doesn't really fully leave your space, your aura, your body. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the archangels to assist me and your guardian angels, and we're going to set the intent to clear all energy in your aura that doesn't serve you anymore. And as I'm working, you may start to feel some things in your body. You may feel tingling going on. That's really good because that means that the blockage is releasing and the blood and the circulation and the chi are flowing again. So that's a good thing. But feel free to ask any questions as we're doing this, you know, if something comes up that you're not understanding. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you have issues with your back and your neck and your shoulders?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because what I see, there's so much heavy energy there. And the shoulders sometimes represent burdens and responsibilities. That's not so much something that applies to you. This seems like it's really emotional to me. And so I don't look at anything unless I really have to. I just move it out. And how this works is Creator sends in the healing light, the white light, the Christ light, the gold light. There's all kinds of light that we use for healing, including emerald green and pink. But if you have, let's say, in one hand you have a whole bunch of really bad anger, we'll call it bad, but in the other hand you have unconditional love and light, the anger is going to feel really heavy. The unconditional love and light is going to feel, wow, that feels really good. It's light and fluffy and I can bounce it around. So what happens is you put light into that lower vibration of energy and it's going to dissipate it. It's going to transmute it and it won't be there anymore. It doesn't mean that the entire issue will go away because you might have layers of blockages that come up, but the body heals from the inside out and the head down. So it's like layers come up, and they'll come up as long as they're in the body, and then they leave, and you're complete with that symptom. So let's set the intent to heal your shoulders and your neck and take all the strain off your neck. I see that you're kind of carrying a lot of energy of your mother. And so I don't want to go into that. I want to honor your personal space, but I'm going to ask that we clear some emotions you have with your mom. Now, is she still living?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and now what's happening is behind your head and neck, you are releasing a lot in that area. And also down the left leg and the left side of your body is now showing that it wants to release. So the left side is your female self. It is the receiving side. It's called the prism of inclusiveness, meaning receiving. And one of the things I see, and this is very, very, very common for people, especially women, is that the left side gets a little blocked up, therefore it's harder to receive. And I see that with you. Women tend to give, give, give. And so I totally disagree that it's better to give than receive. I don't think that that was taken into true context. It's better to give and receive in balance. Because if you've ever been a giver like I have, you eventually find out that you're, number one, it doesn't work. Number two, you just burn yourself out completely. So we're going to set the intent here just to do a little bit of clearing with your mother. And next, what I'm going to do is ask that we clear all anxiety and fear And there's a little bit of depression around this in the sense that you really want to change, you really want to make a shift, and when you have a hard time doing that, sometimes you can feel a little bad about yourself, and that's what I'm seeing. So I'm just asking that we clear that, because depression is a real interesting thing. There's so much of it on the planet that we can actually run depression energy that doesn't belong to us. It's very common. So I'm just going to ask that we clear this for you. And then once we get some of this cleared, I'm going to look at what's blocking you from just fully being in your power to clear the clutter. I would say overall, just to generalize this, that about 60% of the issue with the clutter is emotional. So what I would say you could do is just keep setting the intention and asking for assistance to heal and release emotions. Most of the time, you don't need to feel them. You can just let them go. Sometimes if a particular thing doesn't shift, then you know you have to sit with it. Okay, what do you want to tell me? Why aren't you shifting? Why can't I heal you? And just kind of allow that, or, you know, work with another person and get their opinion and see what happens there. But most of the time, a lot of these stored emotions, I would say a lot of these are from a parent. So does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And now I'm asking that we assist you in being able to really take your power back over the things in your life that aren't working. And when I'm looking at one of the power centers of the body is your tailbone, and there's a power center there. There's a lot of stagnation there, so I'm clearing that for you. I'm going to ask that we clear your back and clear and heal your back issues as well. There's a very large release coming off here now, which is good. And we do ask that the angels transform it back into unconditional love and light so that we don't send it out to the planet. In that sacred space that you're in, everything gets transmuted.
What do you mean transmuted?
Well, by that I mean, that's a very good question. By that I mean bringing in more light, because it's like if we're energetic, then we need light in our bodies. And the more light that we have, the higher the vibration that we are. And the higher the vibration, the easier things are in our life. So, Creator, what actually healing is color and light coming down from Creator, the energy of Source. So what we do is we bring in this white light or the Christ light or the golden light and put it into these denser emotions. And what it does is it breaks them apart and they get transmuted into a higher vibration. Does that make sense? Does that sort of seems like a foreign thing, really. And part of it is we don't have any education on this in our country. A lot of other countries really understand it. India, for example, they've been working with the chakra systems and energy for hundreds and hundreds of years. But we're just starting to go into that level of consciousness now. And so it's a different concept, but really simply healing is bringing in the God energy and putting it into the emotions or the thoughts or the attachments that don't serve you anymore. And it just shifts it, and then it leaves the body, and then the body goes, oh, wow, I can relax here. I can process what I'm supposed to be working on. I don't have to process all that stuff that's not really even mine, or that is mine, but it's so old, it shouldn't even be here anymore. So healing really is working with intention and bringing in the vibrations from Creator, and Creator knows best. I let them bring in the color and light that is appropriate for what a person needs. If some people like to send white light to other people, and I think that's wonderful, except I always tell them, please send it to their higher self and ask that it be directed in the best interest. Because if somebody is, let's say, really, really in a highly charged anger state, and you send white light to them, that can actually let them release. And releasing is not bad, it's just it may not happen in the appropriate timing. So it's okay to send white light to people, or Christ light, or any color that you want to send, because it is a healing force. I just suggest that you do it, or everyone do it, to the higher self or the I Am presence or the guardian angels of a person, so that you're not interfering with their process. So that's just another aspect of how to work with light. But that's basically what energy is. So we're talking about bringing in energy frequencies that are higher than your emotions. Because really old emotions and old thoughts really, they just hang around and kind of bug us and make us repeat certain things. But for the most part, you don't really need to hold on to that in your body. So, Alice, are you feeling anything going on in the body?
A lot of tingling at the base of the spine. Also had some tingling in my left foot.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open the foot chakras. Your feet have chakras, and I'm going to open them so that your body can just really let go at the legs and feet. And there's a lot coming out the right side of your body, too.
Oh, yeah, there's tingling there now, too.
Good. And that's a good sign. And so when that vibration of light comes in and it touches the cells and the muscle and the tissue and the bones and all of that, it stimulates the body to remember, I am sacred. I am holy. I come from Source. I am Source. I deserve to be powerful. I deserve to be healthy and happy and flowing. So I want to take a look at your flow internally and just do a double check here. Okay. And I'm going to ask Archangel Michael to use his sword with the blue flame and just cut away anything no longer serving you. And these are what I call energetic attachments, that it can be a connection to other people's energy, or there's a lot of things externally falling apart. For example, finances, the economy, the government, you know, corporations. That is happening because it needs to. There's a great evolution taking place, and it seems like everything's really, really horribly bad, if we want to use that word bad. But basically, truth is happening. And so because of all that falling apart, there's a lot of energy out in the universe that just kind of comes into our space. And it just comes in and it says, oh, let's just hang out here. And so what I'm doing here is just asking the universe to clear away any energy not yours, and Archangel Michael to clear away what is keeping you from taking action. And what I see is that at the base of your spine, your flow is really, really blocked. And the spine is like the tuning fork for the body. It's like, boom, you know, if you had a tuning fork, it would make that vibration sound. It carries all the energy up to, into the neck and the head, and it's a vital part of the mechanism of carrying energy in the body. And the base of your spine is very restricted. This, too, is extremely common because that's the power center there. So now what I'm going to do is ask Archangel Michael to keep clearing and cutting away these attachments that don't serve you anymore. And I'm going to take a look at the front of you. And we need to clear your root chakra. And I'm going to start by asking that we bring in some golden light and some Christ light and start cleansing the root chakra. And that is about primal needs, your job, your career, your money, your family issues. All of that is sort of what we store in that tribal lower chakra.
What's in the FNL? Oh, you should.
I'm sorry, what was that?
That wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Cheryl? She's on the call.
Oh, I was on mute.
Okay.
Yeah, we need to have that person that was talking to somebody else just do star six.
Okay. Would you kind of just let me know when we're at about 15 minutes?
We're actually at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I think I'm going to do here, when I'm in this space, I lose track of time, so I do apologize. If I'm going to ask the angels that are working with you to continue to work with you and just clear, again, anything that's limiting, blocking, restricting you from really the power in your body, the flow in your body, because I think that whatever is connected at the base is limiting your internal flow. And once you get your body flow to the place where you feel good, then externally you're going to have flow too, because there's always a mirror to the internal and the external. So, Alice, I want to thank you. It was an honor to work with you and to assist you. And I'm going to ask the angels to work with you in the highest and greatest good. And when they're done working with you, to fill you with color and light and joy and freedom and all those vibrations that you want to have. So thank you very much, Alice.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, and do you have any just real quick feedback for us or anything else you want to share that came up for you?
Well, the tingling has stopped. I mean, it's a little bit still at the base of my spine, but the...
Okay.
It seems like not there at the feet. It's gone. And it, I don't know, just a very relaxing feeling now.
Good. And that's really important because I think that stress gets to the body, and the body really loves to relax. So I'm happy to assist you, and thank you very much for participating.
Yeah, thanks, Alice. And thank you, Carmel, for that healing. And I would imagine that other people on the call might like to know how to reach you if they wanted to check out more about your website or the healing sessions that you do. So what is the best way for them to contact you?
I would say the best way is you can give me a phone call. My number is 970-434-7191. That's 970-434-7191. And my web address is www.spiritwhispers.com. It's kind of a long email address. So spiritwhispersonline.com is my web address. They can also email me at carmel@spiritwhispersonline.com, and it's spelled carmel@spiritwhispersonline.com. And I just want to let everybody know that I am taking a vacation on Wednesday for a week, so if you do call, your call will be returned promptly, either by my assistant or when I return. So I don't want you to think I wouldn't call you back.
That's great. Well, Carmel, this is pretty cool. I really liked it. What I think we need to do now is, because I want to break the call up into listenable pieces, so because this service does not allow me to, you know, start and stop the recording, I'm going to just stop for a moment and call back in so everybody can just take a deep breath and relax. And Carmel, you'll need to patch yourself back in with the star 6 once I get back. So just hang on,
okay.
And I'll be right back with you.
Okay, great.
Hey, Carmel?
Yes, let me do, can you hear me okay?
Actually, I can hear you. It said it was recorded, so I'm thinking that it didn't stop. So I'll have somebody who knows about audio break it into two pieces. That's just something
okay.
That's not one of my gifts in this lifetime. Okay.
Okay.
So, well, I just thought that was really interesting. Thank you so much. It's amazing what you can see when you're, you know, in a total different town.
Yes.
Yeah, so what I would like to do now is you had indicated that you would also just talk to the folks that are on the call about, and the people who are listening to the audio, about how to stay inspired once you start thinking about energy and release and flow and all that. How can you stay inspired day to day?
Well, I love this because it's very simple, and you can make it as fun as you can possibly make it. I would say, number one, ask and it shall be given. Ask for assistance. Whatever resonates with you in that higher self category is fine. Have an attitude of gratitude. You know, being grateful for the things that we have, even though we're not maybe reaching our goals, I'm so grateful that I could clean out that one drawer today. I'm really grateful for that. I would like more of that because as a vibration, you will create more gratitude. You will create more goals. The other thing is, you know, go easy on yourself. Be committed to change. That's true. But go easy on yourself. Love yourself. Listen to your heart. your mind and your ego sort of work together. And so tune into your heart, because the mind and the heart technically should be working together. And we haven't done that as a society for thousands of years. So we're going back to the heart of the Mother God, the heart of the Father God, the heart of us. And the other things I would say would be to remember how powerful you already are. You are incredibly powerful. And I would say to claim your power back every single day. I'm claiming my power back over this clutter, and it is going to change. That kind of an attitude really lets the universe know that you're wanting to take action, and they will support you on that. And just be inspired. You know, try to make life as fun as you can make it, because we only have one this go around. So that would be my advice for staying inspired. And I just think that if we remember who we really are and we trust that, that everything will work out.
Great. Awesome. That's good. That's good advice. So I think we're at the point now in our call where we're going to actually, all of us, receive a group healing and a meditation by Carmel. And this will be true whether you're on the call now or whether you're listening to the audio at some future point. Now, explain to us, if you can, why would we be able to get this healing even if we listen to the audio 4 or 5 times, listen to it again in a year, listen to it in 10 years, other people who aren't even on this call, you know, got a hold of it and they listened to it. Why are we all able to receive a healing from it under those circumstances? That's kind of puzzling, I think, probably for a lot of people thinking about linear living.
Okay. Again, as we talk about energy and vibration and intention, what I have done is I have asked the archangels that I work with, I call them my sacred circle of healing grace. I've asked these benevolent ones and creator to bless this meditation, to bless this recording, to create a high vibration within the structure of the recording, and to allow everybody's higher self or their I Am presence to sort of take dominion over them and to create a space where if you choose to receive a healing, you will receive a healing. It's basically intention. And I learned intention many years ago from taking a workshop, but I love Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer, because he uses a lot of intention and he explains how it works. When you have an intention, you're stating to the universe what you desire. And so my desire for this group was that you would be able to listen to the recording anytime you felt you needed a boost and more would release for you. So it may be that something totally different releases and shifts and heals for you the next time you listen to it. It's encoded with intention and everything. I work with a really strong integrity, so everything is done according to your higher self and it's directed by Creator. So that when you listen to it, the vibration is there, the angels come in again, or they send their energy in, or the energy is encoded already, and it helps to create that space of creating wholeness.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
So what do you want to do with us?
Okay, so what I'd like you to do is I'm going to ask all the archangels, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin. I work with White Buffalo Calf Woman, a very native spirit, Archangel Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and Uriel, to form a sacred circle, a sacred space, where healing can occur. Please know that each one of you will be in your sacred circle. Please know that your energy will be transmuted according to your God self. Please know that the energy will be transmuted and not go to another person or place or event. And what I'd like you to do now is just take some deep breaths. And remember, the in-breath is the Father God. And the out-breath is the Mother God. Just really nice deep breath. And get in a comfortable position. And allow yourself to just let go. I now call in the higher self, the I am presence of each person on the call, and each person listening to the call later on, the guardian angels, the spirit guides, the record keeper guides, the body elementals. We do ask you to bear witness to this healing tonight, and we give you great thanks and gratitude for your assistance. We ask that the healing take place in the highest good and the divine timing of each person with ease and with grace. Easy integration. This healing may go on for an hour. It may go on for weeks at a time. It just depends on you. I want you to tune in to and know that you are indeed a wondrous gift to the earth. And the truth is that all of life evolving here is blessed by your presence, each and every one of you. So take a moment and feel the energy of the wondrous beings who have been invited here to participate and to assist. Those beings love you so very, very, very much. And breathe and relax into this celestial stillness, a special place. And focus your energy on the top of your head. Imagine that your body is filling with the golden white light from Creator, coming down through your upper chakras, down to your center above, cleansing and blessing all the upper parts of you, the cosmic parts. See that golden white light coming into the top of your head, your crown chakra. And begin to feel yourself radiating this golden light. And bring this golden light down through the head, through your neck, and into your heart space. Center of your chest. And again, breathe. Remember who you are. And feel this light radiating more intensely through your entire body. See this light coming down the chest, into all the chakras, into the abdominal area, into your hips, to your legs, your knees, your feet. See it touching every part of you. This light is healing and it is rejuvenating. It is powerful, it is gentle. It is warm and it is loving. It is source connecting with the source within you. And take another deep breath. imagine this golden light now cleansing away any resistance to old thoughts, beliefs, thought forms, patterns, programs, behaviors, and cycles that keep you stuck in a cluttered life. Imagine clearing away the resistance inside your body that you no longer need, that no longer serves you. If you feel any emotions, uncomfortableness coming up for you, know that that is something that is releasing, and breathe the light, the source into that. Just allow it to let it go. It has no power over you now. We ask that this light cleanse and purify all the mental body and releases and let go of those old mental thoughts that keep you from taking action. And now focus that light, intensify it, and ask that light to clear any resistance of stuck emotions that keep you from achieving your goal. See all those emotions floating out really quickly, really easily, no resistance, just letting all of them go. You're all having very nice releasing going on. And we now ask that the higher self and the guides for each person start to remove the old pictures, the memories, the imprints, or any genetic vibrations keeping you in stagnation and procrastination. See those, all of those things regarding clutter and stagnation in the body and out of the body now being removed completely with ease and grace. Again, we ask that this golden white light intensify and mix and merge with any other light vibrations directed by your I Am Presence to flow through you now, clearing away toxins, residue, old debris. And see this light, really powerful, sparkling golden white light, injecting and infusing new life and energy into your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body. Take a moment and express your desire to be free of that resistance which is blocking your flow. And again, see these discomforts melting away, just allowing them to go down your legs and out your feet. Mother Earth will assist by just draining that energy off and transmuting it into love and light. And I will now ask legions of Michael to remove any attachments or cords or interference not serving you, connected to any person, place, thing, or situation, now be removed as they drain your energy and limit your health and happiness. So off they go, easily and effortlessly. And take a moment and just focus on emerald green light and pink light, the colors of healing. And mix that with the gold and white light coming from Source. See it filling up your aura, your energy field, the energy around you. And visualize your higher self walking towards you. This beautiful radiance of light has a gift for you. And it's wrapped in an amazingly wonderful gift box. It has a beautiful bow on it. It's brightly colored. It's shimmering, and this higher self is going to hand you this box now, and I want you to visualize opening the box, taking the lid off, and if you choose, allow any impressions or thoughts to flow in from your higher self. How does she desire to assist you? And as you take the lid off that beautiful box, what is your higher self handing you? What gift does she have for you or he have for you today? And sense the love that your higher self has for you. And ask, will you help me let go more gracefully? You can connect with your higher self at any time. Imagine now that your body is being filled with the sapphire blue light of the Father God and the pink diamond light of the Mother God. And when those lights merge, the sapphire blue light and the pink diamond light merge, it becomes the violet flame. And I want you to activate that violet flame within you now. And your I Am Presence is the violet flame. That light is you. Invoke that flame, your divine and sacred I Am. It is always present for you. And if you choose, allow this part of yourself to assist you in all areas of your life. then take another minute and tune into your body. And tell your body, you are the chariot for my soul. You are the vessel for my life purpose. You are the keeper of my flame. And together we will emerge victorious from now on. We are powerful. We are safe. And we are now free. And as we close this meditation, imagine that violet flame. And I want you to send that violet flame, make it as big as you can make it, and send it to everyone on this call. Everyone who has a desire for health and happiness. And let it grow bigger and bigger. See the violet flame becoming one flame. And send the vibration and the energy of that beautiful violet flame out to our dear Mother Earth and all of humanity. We ask your angels and guides of benevolent ones to continue this healing as we close this call tonight. Continue the healing until you are in balance, till you are filled with color and light, till your chakras are cleared and your life restored with wholeness and joy and freedom and victory and harmony and balance. And take a moment and give great thanks to all of the ascended ones that are here for their purity and their love for us, their healing energy that's lifting away the burdens. We are so grateful. So know that your healing will be ongoing. It will be in divine order. Your dominion ones, your higher self, your I Am Presence are taking charge of this for you. And give great thanks to them. And as we close this meditation, we ask for freedom to occur, to release all stagnation, and to inspire flow, the flow of life, the flow of synchronicity, and the flow of all good things manifesting for you. And I ask that miracles bless every part of your life, each and every one of you, and so it is.
Thank you, Carmel.
You're welcome.
You have such a soothing voice.
I hope I don't put anybody asleep.
If they do fall asleep.
I do that on occasion.
Would they still get the healing if they fell asleep?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yep.
I like this. What I like about this healing, you really don't have to do anything but show up, be there, take
it. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, as a culture, we're missing that we can just ask and that it will happen for us.
Yeah.
We still have to be a co-creator. We still have to take action. And we still are in charge of our lives. But when you ask, believe me, it's much easier. So absolutely, I agree with you, Cheryl.
Yeah. Might as well make it something easy. When we're decluttering, you know, gosh, we need a little help. So this is great. So why don't you again tell us how they can contact you?
Okay.
Carmel Astoray.
Yes, Carmel Astoray, and I'm in Grand Junction, Colorado. My phone number is 970-434-7191. And my website is spiritwhispersonline.com.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, hi, Carmel, do you have a little bit of time for me to open up the line for any comments or
questions?
Okay. Well, then if somebody on the call would like to either comment or thank Carmel or ask a question, just star 6. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Maureen from New York.
Yeah, Maureen.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. I would like to start off by thanking you because this was very enlightening and very relaxing. I really enjoyed, as Cheryl said, your voice is very soothing, so it was enjoyable. And I just wanted to comment that I was kind of glad that you had mentioned about also letting go of excess weight, because when Cheryl was talking about letting go of excess things or excess clutter, I immediately thought of, oh, wouldn't it be nice to also let go of excess weight as well?
Mm-hmm.
So
and
hopefully.
I think that there's a definite correlation when the body holds on to weight. It's holding on to something because it needs to feel safe. And there is that correlation with, you know, the inside of the body and the weight issue and letting go. So, yes, I was happy to mention that because I thought it was pretty relevant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
And so as you declutter, be looking forward to losing a little weight, too.
Yeah, right.
It never hurts to ask for that, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. Anybody else have a comment or question?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sandra.
Hi,
hi
there.
Sandra.
Hi, hi. Carmel, thank you. I just wanted to just chime in and just say thank you that it was very, I felt a lot of vibration and a lot of energy movement through your meditation. So I was really connected to it. And I've just recently started really getting in touch with my own guides. And I've been feeling very close to Michael lately. So that was really nice that he was involved so much. So thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're really wonderful to work with.
That's very
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
This is Mary.
Yeah,
hi, Mary.
Hi, I just really enjoyed this. I have a lot to learn, and now I know why some things are happening. So I'm going to be listening to the rerun of the tapes, too, because I got a lot out of it.
Good.
Thank
and
you.
And you know, what's interesting, too, is that you may listen to it, say, three or four times, and each time you might get a different piece, you know, where the light bulb goes on and you go, oh, yeah, okay, I get it. And so, yeah, I would encourage that because you just never know what's going to pop up there. So, yeah, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being on the call.
Hey, Carmel, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, so you've obviously been, you know, working with energy and healing for a long time. I was raised Catholic, but now I'm just, and, you know, have had a long spiritual journey to where I am now, but I still have a real skeptic in me, and I wonder just if you could address, because energy work, as you know, we're not so used to it, and I'm not. And so, you know, how do I quiet that skeptic, or how do you address that with people or yourself?
Well, I would say, you know, I was Catholic for a long period of time myself. So when I first started doing this work, I sort of would get triggered by what I was learning, like, is this right? Should I be doing this? What I can tell you is that sometimes the mind and the ego work hand in hand, and we as a society, a culture, have sort of been controlled by the mind and the ego, and it sort of separates us in some ways, and sometimes religion does that too. It's not that there's anything wrong with religion. It definitely has its place and purpose and certain needs, but it's what basically resonates with you, and how I sort of overcame that is I started seeing the actual correlation to my asking for help. Just to give you a little background, I was very abused and had a lot of self-esteem issues and things like that many years ago. Had I not done this energy work, I'm not sure I would be talking to you tonight, because I was just so far off my spiritual path and so lost. And I think that for me, I really feel like it saved my life. Each person has to decide, you know, does it resonate? And I think if you can keep an open mind about it and just explore, there's no right or wrong. Really, right or wrong needs to be moved out of religion.
Carmel, this is Glenn in Wichita, and I just have one small thing to add there. In my experience, there are certain things I believe and don't believe in, but as far as what we're doing tonight, I can just change the name of things, change the language, and the healing process of it still works. So we don't necessarily need to get attached to certain labels and titles, but that the energy work itself is real, and that's what we really need to focus on.
I think that's exactly true, and it's hard to sometimes. I had a hard time moving out of my own belief systems, and I just had to find that pie of wholeness that worked for me, and this is probably the main thing that worked for me. You know, and there's all kinds of pieces of pie that you add to your own formula that really works for you. So I would say, being a skeptic before, I would have never dreamed I would ever be doing this work in a million years. So I'm not sure I answered your question, but I think you know, as a being, you just have to take what resonates with you and let it be. And if something is intriguing to you, then say, okay, I'm going to plant the seed there and see what happens. You know, it's hard to describe energy in the first place. And so I would say the more that you ask, the more that you will receive. So I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. Thanks for trying anyway.
Oh,
it's a hard question. It's a hard question to answer.
Yeah, it is. It simply is your path, your journey, and, you know, opening up to more awareness, you can decide what resonates with you because you have free will choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
right.
Absolutely. But thank you. That was a good question. Any other questions?
This is Alice. Do you have any recommended reading sources for this?
The area is so vast that I would say, if you could specify a little more, like what area you'd like to focus on. Do you want to focus on like archangels and goddesses, or there is a really good book by Doreen Virtue called Archangels and Ascended Masters. That is a really good book to understand the hierarchy of angels and what they like to help people with. So I would recommend that one. As far as health, Louise Hay book, Heal Your Body from A to Z, is a good book. And that helps to correlate the mental part of what may be going on with the symptom. So that might be a good place to start. But metaphysical bookstores have a lot of books. And I would say, you know, whatever resonates with you that pops out at you is probably something you might want to look into.
And what about, like, Barbara Brennan, Hands of Light?
That is a really good book. That book is really helpful if you want to understand energy and how it works. That is an excellent book, yeah. Because she explains a little bit more scientifically in her books how healing works, how do you apply the light, when is it appropriate, when is it not, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, her books are really good.
Wasn't she? I just got hers very recently, and I haven't, you know, I've only just begun it. But I think she was, didn't she work for NASA? She's a scientist, I know that.
Yeah, I believe she did, and then she started really getting involved with understanding energy, and then she would watch how it correlated in her own life. She actually started a school where you can go and be trained as a practitioner. So she's really involved in that respect.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Alice. Anybody else before we close? Well, I just want to say it's really been a joy to work with you all. And my vision for you all is that you have movement and flow in all the directions you desire, and that miracles just bless you profoundly in all areas. So thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl, are you still on the call? I wonder if we lost her.
That's strange. Oh, goodness, I'm on mute.
Oh.
You have not lost me. I've been here just having such a great time. Carmel, it's just beautiful and wonderful, and I thank all of you for sticking on the line with us so long and asking questions and being open to even contemplate the ideas of energy and resistance and some other kind of things that I know a lot of people think is woo-woo. I even think it's woo-woo. I just think it's fascinating and wonderful, and I've benefited, and I sure hope that you all have too. As soon as I figure out how to break these into smaller audios, I will put those up on the site for you to listen to again and again and again. And don't forget that we have our last call on Thursday, 7 o'clock Central Time, and the topic is all things paper. We're going to use some of the releasing. Maybe we should, in our sleep, be thinking about how we can release our attachments to paper. It's one of our biggest attachments. So meet me on the call this coming Thursday, and we'll tackle that. Thank you all.
I'm Cheryl.
Yes.
If we can't make it to the call, will you also be putting up a link to a recording of the call?
Absolutely, yes.
Good.
I'll definitely
Thank
be
you.
Putting up a link, and I'll put it up right away that night.
Okay, yeah, because I won't be able to be on that last call, and
okay.
I really need the help with paper.
We'll sure miss you, Maureen. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So thanks to everybody, and Carmel, a special thanks to you. I really, really, really appreciated it.
It was my pleasure, and thanks for having me, Cheryl.
All righty. Everybody have a good night.
Okay. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Good night.
Good night.
You still there, Cheryl?
Carmel, thank you.